Our top story, the controversy over the cash haul at the Delhi High Court. Judge Yashwant Verma continues to raise heat. A day after the Supreme Court appointed pro-panel of three judges visited Justice Verma's home, a team of Delhi police landed at the judge's Delhi home and sealed the room where the cash was found. The issue has also raised political heckles, with MPs raising it in Parliament. BJP chief JP Nadda today met Congress and other leaders in opposition to discuss the issue. The cash stash has raised serious concerns on judges' accountability and the systemic response to such a situation. Will the issue eventually lead to a renewed showdown between the judiciary and the executive over an NJAC for judges' appointment? To discuss all of this, we will be joined by former Law Minister Veerappa Moily shortly. But first up, here's what happened today.
Police at Justice Yashwant Verma's house as probe gathered pace in the cash haul case. New Delhi District DCP and his team landed at Justice Verma's residence and sealed the room where the fire had broken out, as directed by the three-member judges panel. The issue also continued to raise heat in the Parliament as Union Minister JP Nadda met Congress's Jairam Ramesh and KTS Tulsi to discuss the judicial accountability.
We yesterday had a very fruitful interaction on the issue that is agitating minds of the public. There was gracious presence of leaders of political parties, including leader of the House and leader of the opposition. Without going into the details, the deliberations were consensual, reflecting cooperation, concern, and the issue is not between institutions inter se. It is not that executive, legislature, or judiciary are pitted against each other. All the institutions in the country have to function in tandem, in togetherness, and also there are checks and balances which are well meant. It has been given by both leader of the House and leader of the opposition that after having wider consultations amongst all concerned in their respective parties and otherwise, they would come to the chairman for further deliberations.
The three-judge panel comprising of Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Sheel Naghu, Chief Justice of Himachal Pradesh High Court, G.S. Sandhavalia, and Justice Anu Sivaraman of Karnataka High Court, visited Justice Verma's residence on Tuesday for 45 minutes. As per sources, the panel inspected the room in which the fire broke out to see whether the room matched with the video of the fire by the police or not. The panel, apart from questioning Justice Verma, will also summon the police commissioner and Delhi Fire Service chief to record their statements. The first responders of the information, including firefighters of Safdarjung Fire Station, policemen of Tughlaq Road Police Station, and personal assistants attached to Justice Verma's residence, will also be questioned. Meanwhile, the Apex Court today refused urgent hearing of a petition seeking directions to Delhi police to file a complaint and investigate the burnt bundles of cash found.
The pro panel will submit its report to CJI Sanjeev Khanna, and only based on this report can it be ascertained whether a criminal investigation should be launched in the case, whether this amount of cash belonged to Justice Verma, and what was this sum doing at his official residence. What is also to be ascertained is whether or not this is a criminal conspiracy against the judge, as what he claims. Some big questions surrounding the judiciary at this point, demanding answers of transparency and accountability. With camera person Gopal and Ranjit, this is Tanushka Datta for NDTV.
And joining me on the left, right and centre, we have Veerappa Moily, former Law Minister of India. We have Gopal Sankar Narayanan, Senior Advocate of the Supreme Court. And Professor Faizan Mustafa is a constitution expert. I'm going to begin with you, Mr. Moily. MPs are certainly sensing an opportunity and are ready to navigate the NJAC. Do you think judiciary will ever accept it?
It is most, the astounding that the incident which occurred in Delhi, has really stunned not only the judiciary but the general public at large. Over the years, the judiciary is always held in high pedestal, particularly for its integrity, probity, and also accountability. From time to time, the debates have been there, in the country, in the corridors of the judiciary, in the corridors of the administration, political circle. When I was law minister of the country, I wanted to introduce a lot of reforms in judiciary, legal education, the appointment of judiciary, and several things, particularly the issues like the judicial standards and accountability was discussed, and there were two days national workshop consisting of the Chief Justice of India, the Justices of the Supreme Court, Chief Justices of the High Courts, Chief Ministers of the country, of the various states, the law ministers of various states, and also the many, many eminent judiciaries, and also the scholars. We have evolved certain things, in the best interest of presenting the best judiciary in the world. Topmost in the agenda is the judicial standards and accountability. And bill has to be introduced. There was a consensus among all the persons who participated, both from the judiciary, the administration, the scholars, academicians, everything. Another question was with regard to the judicial appointments. There are consensus there also. Then the question of the litigation policy, the legal education, and we also decided, on a consensus basis, the national judicial service, that means the direct appointment of the district judges. These are all the few matters which was discussed. It is most unfortunate, even though the consensus was arrived among the judiciary, the chief justices, the chief ministers, the law ministers of various states, many of those decisions were not implemented. Ultimately, judiciary, did not take, seriously these matters, and the response was really weak. Ultimately, everything failed. Particularly, the judicial, in pursuance to the decision consensus taken, had introduced Judicial Standards and Accountability Bill 2010 in the Lok Sabha. Of course, it was converted into 2012 bill. It was passed in the passed, but ultimately, Lok Sabha on we passed in Lok Sabha on March 29th, 2012, but lapsed due to the dissolution of the 15th Lok Sabha.
Okay,
it should have been pursued.
Okay, but
it
Mr.
provided Mani, really the sale. Pardon.
Yes,
salient features, what we should do, what should be the standard, and in fact the judges to practice universally accepted values of judicial life. There so many things were laid down in the bill, and it is unfortunate that NDA did not pursue these things after the lapse.
Okay.
It should have come.
Yes.
That is how today, yes.
Yes. Mr. Moily, there are bad apples everywhere, from politics to judiciary. There are allegations, at present these are allegations. It's the subject of investigation. There are those who, the fact is also that Justice Verma has claimed innocence. And is it really the right time to bring the issue of NJC up?
Yes. That provided the scrutiny committee, appointed by the High Courts that also provided for the Oversight Committee and also provided how the impeachment proceedings should be done. The impeachment of the judges or the charges cannot be done recklessly. It is to prevent that. And also, you know, the accountability will have to be proved at various stages. Then, you know, there will be enough safeguards for the judicial officers, the High Court judges and also the Supreme Court judges. And before it is scrutinized by the Parliament,
okay,
or passed by the Parliament, several stages have happened. And many a time, even after the investigation, even now in the present procedure, the judges, they resign. Or even when the impeachment proceedings have been on, many of the judges again resign. And there are instances where ultimately the impeachment proceedings as such has not resulted in action because by that time the judges have resigned. And this has happened. And there should be always a fear of the rule of law. The judges have to govern the rule of law, and they should also be governed by the rule of law. They should not be above the accountability. And for establishing the accountability, there should be proper standards laid down.
All right, Veerappa Moily, pleasure having you on left, right and center on the top of the show. Professor Faizan Mustafa and Gopal Shankar Narayanan now on the screen, please. Professor Mustafa, many neutral observers have expressed dissatisfaction over this internal or in-house probe by the judiciary. Even in case of several violations, we have seen how clean chits have been given. What better mechanisms can be put in place for ensuring checks and balances?
No, Maria, I think there is not much of a problem with the in-house mechanism. In fact, it is better that we have an in-house mechanism. The real problem is after the report is given by the in-house committee, you don't have a political consensus, you have political considerations, and therefore the impeachment process doesn't really end in any impeachment. So I really don't see that much of a problem in the in-house committee, so to say. And similarly, I would agree with you that here is a case of alleged corruption about a judge. Just converting into a collegium NJC debate may not be right. We are talking of accountability of judges when they go wrong. Our problem is that short of impeachment, we have nothing in our system in terms of accountability of judges, which is not good. I understand that there is a consensus within the political class that they want a major say in the appointment of judges. That's why you saw NJC was passed unanimously in Lok Sabha with all political parties, including Congress, supporting the first major constitutional amendment moved by the Modi government. And in Rajya Sabha, except for the dissent given by late Ram Jethmalani, there was a near consensus. So political class is not happy with the collegium. Many people in public are also not very happy, and they consider that the process is opaque and there is not much transparency. Even in the name of diversity, some of the most meritorious judges are overlooked. So let us pick up some women judges and in the process, supersede more competent and supposedly independent judges. Similarly, about diversity, let us pick up a judge from a minority community or give regional representation while deciding appointment of judges to the Supreme Court. But even with collegium system, ultimately it's the government which decides. And in most cases, if they don't like a recommendation, they will sleep over it. Many times the recommendations would be reiterated as per the memorandum of procedure. The government should then clear the appointment. Still, it doesn't. And this whole question of this accountability of judges has not been really addressed. So Dr. Moily was right, you know, that the bill was passed in Lok Sabha and then nothing much happened about it because people want to preserve the independence of judiciary. simultaneously we want to control the appointment process. Ideally, it is the collegium itself which should come forward and make their processes prompt, and processes should become efficient, and there should be some kind of, faith which people should develop in the in-house process.
Okay. Gopal Shankar Narayanan, given the timing of this, many would say that this is a right debate to have right now, that there is need for greater transparency and accountability. But because the judge in question here says that he is innocent, shouldn't the political class also wait for the entire process to be completed? Why this haste?
I agree that it is a time to discuss some allied issues. First among them, the role of the media. This entire issue was being carried out internally under the in-house mechanism. I am not sure if it has edified anything by having it splashed by one journalist on the front page of a newspaper in this country. And then we find out that many of the facts stated there were wrong. There was no cash found. There was a video that was shared. There was no transfer that had been ordered as of that day. All these sketchy details, which then became the basis for excoriating a gentleman who is widely considered, as far as everybody that I know in the Delhi High Court, and I'm a Supreme Court practitioner in my few occasions to be there, we believe Yashwant Verma is an outstanding judge. We find a situation where in a one-acre house, in an outhouse, as many of these Lutyens bungalows have, there is apparently a video of some cash having been recovered at the time of the fire. Where that cash went, we don't know, and the probe will reveal that. But the role of the media, I think, is number one. We must understand what the responsible role of the media is, because at the moment, we have endless debates, all filtered and unfiltered, about what the judiciary has become, how judges are now under scrutiny, not one, but all of them. The entire judiciary in this country has
where
a question mark.
Where is the media coming here, sir? My
because all
question
of this started
is,
with the,
it's a story, we are reporting a story, and
I'm answering the question. I'm presuming you're moderating this.
Yes,
since you're moderating this, allow me to answer your question.
Absolutely.
It started with the media. It started with a front page article on one newspaper.
Yes.
That's where it started.
Yes.
So when we look at better systems of appointment of judges, I think everybody agrees that we need better systems. No system is perfect. We have tried the executive system for about 33 years or almost 40 years. We tried this collegium system now for about 25 years. These question marks can't be linked to an individual incident that has taken place. No matter where you will go through the selection process, that question is bound to arise. So let's not link things which are unlinked. These two have nothing to do with each other. The question right now is about A, the role of the media, like I said, B, the role of a judge's inquiry. The Supreme Court has been lauded, particularly the Chief Justice Khanna, for having put out all these details on the website, including the video, etc., and to show transparency to the people. But eventually, the decision is going to be taken by an in-house inquiry committee, which has been laid down. The in-house inquiry committee, in the process that's laid down in the late 90s by a full court of the Supreme Court, will finally take a decision. And depending on which way that decision goes, any one of three options are available before Chief Justice Khanna. If it is a positive inquiry and says that they have found something, then he can request resignation of the judge. If it isn't that and the judge says, no, I will not resign, then he can intimate the executive, who will then follow up with an impeachment motion. If, however, he is cleared, and I strongly believe he should be, then the entire matter is just filed. Those are the three options that stand today. This is not under the Judges Inquiry Act, which is a separate procedure altogether. This is an in-house inquiry which is being conducted by the Chief Justice of India as required under the full court.
Okay. But Mr. Shankar Narayanan, the entire question here is about the reaction which has come in from the political class, and also the entire rallying which is happening and revival of an issue of NJAC. If it is about transparency, if it is about accountability, perhaps there is a realization that the best form can be achieved only if the nature of appointment is fixed, not And the present system is actually not the best system available.
So I think lots of other questions will also arise. Like 44 to 46% of every member of parliament today has serious criminal charges against him. What is the transparent system that our political parties have to show that all these elected officials that they chose as candidates for their parties are people who are above board, who are clean, who don't have criminal records? Now, we can go anywhere with the transparency debate. We don't have transparency from our political parties. We don't have transparency from government when they chose which ministers, interview ministers, decide who's going to be the leader of the party, etc. Since we don't have transparency in any one of those things, the one place where we have a certain semblance of transparency is in the appointment of judges. You do know who the senior most judges are. You know what weighed with them because over the last 5 years, we have had those discussions being put up on the website of the Supreme Courts and the High Courts. We have seen what weighed with them. And I agree with Professor Faizan Mustafa, that very often it's the wrong reasons that weigh with them regarding caste or class or religion or gender or whatever else it is. I know that happens. We also know a kind of swap happens within the collegium, and it's been happening for years now. It underpins the way the system is. But eventually they give you some reasons and it's out there.
Okay.
So I think to have more than that will be to expose judges to scrutiny both ways, which is not good for the system at all.
Okay, that's a fair point here, Professor Faizan Mustafa. Although one would say that Caesar's wife should be above suspicion. But here is someone from whose premises, I'm saying premises, not really the house, cash stash has been found. The source.
It's not been found. It's a video recording.
It's a video recording.
So.
Sure, fine enough.
There's
absolutely
no finding of cash at the
absolutely,
premises.
Sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
Professor Mustafa, you get the last word on the left, right, and center. Go ahead.
No, I'm in agreement with Gopal. You know, we are trying to confuse the issue. Here is a case, and I have heard from so many people who speak very high of Justice Verma. So we really don't know. But let us wait for the outcome of this in-house inquiry. Why, you know, prejudge outcome of inquiry? Two, there should be something short of impeachment in terms of accountability of judges. You see, you have a perfect system of appointment of IAS officers. The most efficient, apparently, you know, highly specialized body of UPSC conducting the exam and appointing them. Most competent people are appointed. But many officers in their service indulge in corruption. So that doesn't mean that the appointment process is wrong. I may be the most competent person, I may be topper of IAS, but if I have greed and I indulge in corruption, there must be some mechanism. There is already some talk. Lokpal has said that the High Court judges are covered by the Lokpal law. Supreme Court disagrees with this position. Many of us also disagree with this position. But let us wait. There will be some judgment of the Supreme Court. The question is that just like, spicy media news, as Gopal rightly said, we are probably over-discussing this topic.
Okay.
You know, there have been channels to whom I had to say no. I said, once there is an in-house inquiry committee, we should discuss this after the report is out. Unfortunately, they don't make the report public. But this time, when everything they have put on website, I have my reservations on something which everyone is appreciating, Supreme Court putting these videos and other things on website, whether it is right or wrong. I'm not going into that debate. But ideally, some sort of information must come out of that inquiry report rather than just an indictment or no case made out. So people need to develop faith in judiciary. The independence of judiciary is not the right of judges. It is the right of the people. We must have independent, upright judges. And corruption is a different issue from the appointment of judges. My only submission is let us
absolutely
not mix the issues.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time here, Gopal Sankaranarayanan and Professor Faizan Mustafa. Thank you for joining us here on NDTV and sharing your